Old Blue Eyes himself, Phil Moss, he would have had a couple of pickup line in his day.
You blokes are killing me. First, I had to follow the narc the other morning, and now it's Dave Stanley with pickup lines.
Come on, mate. What was your best?
I never had to use one, mate. They were all used on me.
Oh, please. Stop it.
I'm probably going to get a kitchen knife through my heart.
You just pierce them with your beautiful blue eyes, Mossy.
You can take those blue contacts out whenever you like.
The lovely Penny won't be happy.
I can tell you what, the Penny will drop eventually. Now, Mossy, the Matildas, they're going to be favourites. Is that justified against Norway? So it's pretty close, mate. 2:35, the Matildas, 2:80. This is going to be 5 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yeah, look, TK, I have to say on world rankings, yes, but on form, no. I'm a massive Matildas fan, but sure. I don't think they're anywhere near their best. And even against Jamaica the other morning, there were some worrying signs just in transition and a little bit of fatigue and just things where, you know, at the end of the day, Jamaica are ranked 53rd in the world. Sam Kerr was unbelievable. She did what she had to do to score 4 goals. She's a freak. She is our superstar. There's no doubt about that. I thought we were a little bit predictable going forward. And when that broke down, when we didn't, and even Ante Milicic said it after the game, when we didn't beat the first player with our crosses from wide areas, there was nothing second phase. So those sort of signs are worrying going into this stage of the tournament against a Norway side that's been very impressive, I have to say. So, look, we're really up against it. They've got an extra day's recovery. We were travelling down to Nice, I think, overnight. So, look, it's going to be a tough one, but the thing that has definitely shone through is the Matildas' fighting spirit. We saw that really come through, which is minimum expectation, of course. But, you know, in that Brazil game, that was incredible. And then we were professional the other morning in getting the job done. But we certainly need to find a little bit more fluency with the ball, and we certainly need to tighten up defensively when we lose the ball.
How good a player is Sam Kerr?
Oh, mate, we're running out of superlatives, Loz. She really is, you know, if they call Marta Pelle in a skirt, then Sam Kerr's quickly becoming Tim Cahill in a skirt. You know, she's a freak of an athlete. She's the go-to. She just knows where to be and when to be there. And some of those finishes the other morning, albeit from loose defending on Jamaica's part, you've still got to finish them, and they were expertly put away. And the work rate forced that mistake from the Jamaican goalkeeper. The fact that she's prepared to press a hopeless press, and she forced a mistake and poked the fourth goal home, which got us into second place. So more power to Sammy Kerr.
Scoreline?
Oh, I think it's going to be tight. I really do. Look, I'm going to tip us to get over Norway, but only just. And I think it might go the 120 minutes. And that's the thing that worries me, because there was a little bit of fatigue the other morning. Ante Milicic freshened up a few players, which was great against Jamaica. So they'll probably come back in, the likes of Caitlin Ford, at least Kellen Knight. But I think it'll go to 120 minutes, and I think we'll get the job done 2-1.
2-1.
Correct, right. Score. Correct
what
score.
Type of side are they, though, Mossy, Norway? Are they attacking or more defensive? Or
Look, they're a bit of both. They're well organised, as you'd expect from European sides. And, you know, they haven't got the Ballon d'Or winner, the World Player of the Year. She missed this tournament in protest to how women's footballers are treated in Norway. But they've been winning without her. So, you know, they've got some quality players there who score goals. They're well organised at the back, as I said. They've got experience in the right areas. So it really is a tough assignment. But it's not as tough as if we'd finish third and we'd have to take on Germany or France. So, you know, the next meeting after this one, should we get through, would probably be England or possibly Japan.
Western Sydney Wanderers, they need some good news. They've picked up a Socceroo.
They have. They've picked up McGowan, which is interesting. You know, good player. He was at Adelaide when Adelaide had that golden era a few years ago, and won the grand final. So he's been overseas at certain times in England and in Asia, and he's experienced. 27 years old, quality player. So that's a good addition for Marcus Babel and his squad moving forward. And his other brother, The other McGowan may well end up at Sydney FC, so that'll create some headlines for the Sydney Derby.
That'd be good.
Well, that would be good. What's the latest with the Socceroos, mate? What's happening with them?
Daniel Arzani could be back to full fitness at Celtic. I've said many times on air that I don't think it's the right league or club for him, but so be it. He made his debut last season under Brendan Rodgers, did his ACL, so he's been out for an extended period, but it looks like he's coming back to full fitness for this pre-season, and they've got a new manager in Neil Lennon, so it's up to him to impress, but we need him back on the pitch and playing his full potential, because he's definitely an X factor for the Socceroos. And as we've just learned, we've got a big year coming up with the World Cup qualifiers starting in September. We've got the Copa America middle of next year, along with other World Cup qualifiers. So we need the likes of Daniel Arzani fit, firing and playing week in, week out.
And now the boss, Michel Platini, could be watching those competitions through some bars.
Yes, that's not good news, TK. That's not at all, because the guy was famous for deceiving opponents on the field with his unbelievable footballing ability, and now it seems like he's deceived the game, allegedly. It's not good news. When a name that big is arrested for questioning over wrongdoings around the Qatar World Cup bid, it's not a good look for the game, but Infantino, the new FIFA president, who's just entered his second term, said that the one thing that he is absolutely determined to do is stamp out any wrongdoing, and it looks as though he's unearthing everything that needs to be unearthed to clean the game up, which is credit to him.
Oh, that's good stuff then, mate. All right, we'll talk. We won't talk before the game on the weekend.
No, you will have the red-headed one
on Sunday. Tomorrow, yes.
And he will, let's see what he tips. I've tipped 2-1 Matildas in extra time.
Yeah, you have, and you were close, mate, too. You were close with the 4-0. You went four, ended up being 4-1, Jamaica sneaking that goal. And by the way, the 2-1 result, the correct score market at tab.com.au, $9 for Phil Moss. God bless you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Go to the Matildas.